Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
God morgon, Headlines här med en sprakande inledning. Ja, så där lät det vid tvåtiden i morse när fyrverkeriet smällde av för att väcka Real Madrid-spelare vid hotellet i Liverpool. Ikväll är det ju Champions League åttondelsfinal på Anfield. Det är inget möte fansen tar lätt på, inte tränarna heller. Det är ju en repris på Champions League-finalen förra året och det är ett smärtsamt minne för Jürgen Klopp.
We played this final in Paris and I didn't watch it back since then until this weekend. So the thing I realized immediately, now I know why I didn't watch it back. So, but I had to. It was proper torture because we played a good game and we could have won the game. And that's a decisive goal. We could, because we didn't. They scored a decisive goal. We didn't. And that was the reason. You could see in this game how experienced Madrid is, how little they are fussed by the fact when the other team has chances. They don't lose confidence in 1 second. They know our chance will come. They are there for that. Then they defend with legs, deep defending together. So this is this team, and that's the competition, and that's what you can learn from them, definitely.
Rena tortyren, tyckte alltså Klopp att det var att se om den där matchen. Han och Ancelotti kom ju väldigt bra överens och ger varandra presenter. Ancelotti berättar för Sky Sport Italia vad han fick vid den där Champions League-finalen förra året. Någon Merseyside-antikvitet? Nej. En fin flaska vin som ju är så populärt? Nej. Klopp gav Ancelotti en e-cigarett. Och det här med fråga-svar var jag lätt inspirerad av John Henry som leder Fenway Sports Group som äger Liverpool. Han har nu gett besked om en försäljning och i ett uttalande igår sa han så här. Kommer vi att stanna i England för evigt? Nej. Säljer vi Liverpool? Nej. Förekommer samtal med investerare om Liverpool? Ja. Kommer något att hända med det? Ja, det tror jag, men det handlar inte om en försäljning. Ja, slutcitat. Det där, det är topprubriken i flera engelska tidningar idag. En annan rubrikernas man är Graham Potter. Chelsea-tränaren är under press. Det är experterna överens om. Här först Gary Neville i Sky Sports.
Oh, he's under massive pressure, Graham Potter. You can see it in his face. You know, I watched the highlights of that and saw the chances that they missed in the second half and the boos at the end of the game just felt a little ominous. I think they'll want to do the right thing, the Chelsea owners, which is obviously they've sacked a manager very early in the season in Thomas Tuchel. They've owned their new manager. They've brought him in, Graham Potter. But they have obviously got, you know, they've got to hold their nerve if they want to see it through. But I suspect that nerve is being tested, as any owners would be when you spent that level of money and they're losing games at home against the bottom of the league. He's a good coach. You get the idea that he would like to build a pattern of play with a group of players on a consistent basis, and he's got 33 of them staring at him.
Oh. Här Stephen Warnock som tror att spelarna I Chelsea har stor påverkan.
That's the worrying concern when you look at Graham Potter, is are his ideas being put onto the pitch by the players? I don't see it at the moment, and that is a major concern. I think he's in trouble at the moment, I really do. Whether it's a fault of his own or whether it's the players not believing in what he's doing and what he's putting onto the training ground.
Well, yeah, surely your job as a manager is to get the players to believe.
Yes, but your ideas have got to be right, and the players have got to understand and buy into what you're doing. If they don't do that, there's nothing you can do. I've worked under managers before where you walk in, you go, I get what he's trying to do, I see it and I understand it. I've had other managers where you're thinking, are you really, is this serious? Is this what's going on? And you get the players within the change room. I think the other interesting side of it is whether people like it or not, the players will be asked by the hierarchy, do you believe in him? Is he the right man? Yeah. Are you seeing signs now that this is going to come good?
Yeah.
And that is what will be happening behind the scenes, I'm sure.
Daily Telegraph har I sin största rubrik idag att Potter har fortsatt stöd från klubbledningen. En högt uppsatt källa inom Chelsea säger enligt Telegraph: beskedet till Graham har varit att sätta på sig hjälmen och fighta sig igenom det. Så alltså enligt källan till The Guard, till Daily Telegraph ska jag säga. Och redan på söndag kommer ett nytt eldop för Graham Potter och hans Chelsea-rivalen Tottenham på bortaplan. I Spanien har krislaget Valencia bytt tränare igen, Ruben Baraja, och igår ledde han laget mot Getafe. Och så här gick det.
Maximovic, who spins. And header goes to the back post. It's nodded down and it's turned across the line. Getafe get a goal. It's Borja Mayoral who has scored for Los Azulones in the final 10 minutes.
Ny förlust, 0-1 mot Getafe, och Valencia ligger nu näst sist i La Liga. Och lokala sporttidningen Super Deporte lägger, som supportrarna, skulden vid ägarens fötter med rubriken "Dömda till nedflyttning" av Peter Lim. Och i Spanien fortsätter diskussionerna, särskilt i Madrid-pressen, om Barça-gate, som de gillar att beskriva det som. Alltså de här betalningarna som Barcelona påstås ha gjort då till tidigare domartoppen Enriquez Negreira. För nu har ju också andra La Liga-klubbar börjat reagera. Sevilla, Espanyol och Athletic Club kräver att fallet utreds grundligt. Och enligt AS gäller även Atletico de Madrid. Och La Liga-presidenten Javier Tebas fick frågan om han tycker att Barças president Juan Laporta bör avgå. Och då svarade Tebas, citat, om han inte ger en bättre förklaring så tycker jag det. I Italien är tillförsikten stor inför det fortsatta spelet i Champions League. Vår cup har lagat Zeta dello Sport som topprubrik idag och tror, eller hoppas, att Italien kan få med tre lag till kvartsfinal, som fallet var 2006. Napoli möter ju ikväll Eintracht Frankfurt och Inter möter Porto imorgon. Båda ges goda chanser att ta sig vidare, och i förra veckan slog ju Milan Tottenham i första matchen. Till Frankrike, där det mesta tycks handla om Neymar. Skadad igen. Enligt Le Parisien missar han sannolikt PSG:s retur mot Bayern München den 8 mars, medan L'Equipe tror att det kan bli spel trots allt. Och Le Parisien frågar sig också om det är, citat, slump, förbannelse eller resultat av hans emellanåt tveksamma leverne, slutcitat, bakom då skadorna vid den här tiden som tycks vara återkommande varje år. Och RMC Sport är övertygade om att M&M spricker i sommar, alltså Mbappé, Neymar och Messi. Och L'Equipe, de är inne på samma sak, Både Ernstens Barnekips ser ju Mbappé som en untouchable. Han kommer att bli kvar i PSG. Däremot tror Lekip mer på att Messi lämnar Neymar. Han vill stanna hela kontraktet till 2027, påpekar Lekip. Det var allt för headlines idag. Läs mer i bloggen på Fotbollskanalen. Vi hörs igen imorgon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.